Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Clarion, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, we had the USDA supply and demand numbers come out today, and technically, really, it wasn't all that negative to corn. A little bit on the bearish side to beans, not all that bad in wheat either. However, soy oil is just sitting here higher, 46 points higher as I speak, very quiet. And, of course, that's not helping with meal down just a touch, and therefore the beans, the carryout did increase, and that's what's keeping a lid on the beans. But all in all, on the SEP corn, we did fill a pretty much, for all practical purposes, a gap that's on the weekly charts for September contract continuous. That gap fills at 394 or 394 and a quarter. We've been to 94 and a half, and I call that about good enough. Now we'll see what this market's made of. I think we're very close to trying to stick a low, and if for nothing else, getting a corrective rally. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.